Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to D-Link First Quarter 2013 Earnings Release Presentation. This is Sally Yang, Director of Investor Relations. Before I begin my presentation, I would like to highlight that other than the net income figure, which has been audited by our auditor, all the other figures are based on management reports, which in turn were compiled in accordance to Taiwan GAAP standard. I would also highlight certain new adoption of IFRS reporting beginning in 2013, which requires us to restate historical numbers to provide comparison consistency. However, the changes are not significant, and I will discuss in more detail in the financial review section. I will also provide sales overview by regions and by products breakdown, and closing with the second quarter guidance. Now, if you would please turn to page two of our first quarter income statement. During the first quarter of 2013, D-Link registered total revenue of 7.2 billion, which was down 11.4% from last quarter and down 12% from a year ago same period. Sequential results reflected anticipated first quarter seasonality in the retail business, as well as slower project pull-in. I'll go into more detail on the respective regions and product performance in later slides. Let's move down to the gross margin. Excluding inventory valuation gain and loss, gross margin was 28%, up from 27% sequentially, partly due to favorable sales mix and improved margins as there were less promotional expenses as compared to the previous quarter. There was an NT dollar 59 million inventory valuation loss reported in this period, mainly caused by slower project pull-in, which we expect right back once project shipment resume. Gross margin, including the inventory provisional loss, was 27.2%, lower from 28.5%, which benefited from inventory valuation gain in the fourth quarter of 2012. Under challenging market condition, company continued to stay very focused in developing direct marketing channels for our surveillance and unified wireless solution and building partners ecosystem to offer the best integrated solutions for vertical business applications and after-sales support. In the consumer area, we are making investment to promote through e-tailing and gain direct interaction with end customers through My D-Link service platform. My D-Link service platform will continue to roll out new cloud functionalities, connect more devices, and expand support to more users, and soon to add Windows 8 in addition to iOS and Android currently supported. My D-Link user base is also growing along with increasing activation of My D-Link enabled devices, and we expect the My D-Link user will break 1 million mark soon. With adjustment to sales and marketing channels coupled with disciplined spending control, operating expenses for the first quarter was NT dollar 1.83 billion, a 10.8% reduction from last quarter and 9.4% reduction from a year ago same quarter. RMA-related expenses were previously included in operating expenses is now considered as cost of goods sold in accordance to the new IFRS, thus reducing current period OPEX in terms of percentage to sales by  2.7% and produced a mirror effect decrease in gross margin. Operating margin in the first quarter 2013 was 1.9% as compared to 3.4% of the previous quarter, mainly due to the impact of a lower revenue base. Non-operating income reported this period was NT dollar 47 million as compared to NT dollar 143 million, and I'll go over the detail of the non-operating income and loss in the following slide. For the group pre-tax income, D-Link posted a net income before tax of NT dollar 183 million. Consolidated net income after tax and minority interest was NT dollar 124 million as compared to NT dollar 270 million in the fourth quarter last year. Earnings per share was NT dollar 20 per share based on the weighted average capital of NT dollar 6.16 billion. Now please move to page three for the quarter-over-quarter comparison of non-operating income. Non-operating income reported for the first quarter was NT dollar 47 million as compared to NT dollar 143 million sequentially, mainly due to less reported income from our equity investee companies. The non-operating income in the current period comprised of NT dollar 23 million recognized from our investee companies under equity method, NT dollar 25 million investment gain, NT dollar 8 million from foreign exchange loss, and NT dollar 7 million from other income. Please turn to page four for the first quarter year-over-year comparison. From the year-over-year comparison, first quarter 13 sales NT$7.2 billion was down 12% due to slower retail and project pull-in, evidencing the general economic constraint in the networking industry, as well as very high sales benchmark set last year because of increased government procurement in infrastructure rollout in the emerging market countries. Gross margin excluding inventory valuation was 28%, up by 2.9%, contributed by continuous cost down through better vendors management and operational efficiency improvement. Operating expenses in absolute dollar term were reduced by NT$189 million from 1 year ago, or about 9.4%, due to spending control. Operating income was NT$136 million, decreased by 43.3% as compared to the same quarter last year, due to the lower revenue base achieved. Turning on to page five for the balance sheet. The group continued to maintain prudent liquidity position with cash and short-term investment amounted to NT$3.9 billion. Account receivable was NT$6.1 billion, up by $175 million, and account receivable turnover days remained at 69 days as compared to the previous quarter. Inventory was reduced by NT$548 million sequentially, reported at NT$5.9 billion, as we continued to work down project inventory and the excess resulted from the cloud product crossover. Now please turn to page eight for the company key financial ratios. AR collection cycle was 69 days, and the inventory days were 106 days, quite stable as compared to previous quarter. In terms of liquidity position, the company remains healthy with current ratio improved to 2.03 and net debt over equity ratio of 0.48. Return of equity for the first quarter was 4%. Now please turn to page 7 for our quarterly revenue by region. In terms of geographic breakdown, emerging and Asia Pacific continue to be the most important markets for D-Link, accounting for 65% of our consolidated net revenue, followed by Europe, 20%, and North America, 15%. For the North America region, first quarter 13 sales were much lower on quarter-over-quarter basis, down 27.9%, coming off peak retail season with aggressive sales promotion for the cloud routers, IP cameras, and streaming media players. On a year-over-year basis, North America sales were up 0.2%. Sales in European market was still quite unstable and no sustainable economic recovery evidence as many debt-ridden countries continue to be hammered by austerity programs. For the European region, we'll focus on the market gains we have made in IP cameras and 4S surveillance and restructured the sales and marketing channels to scale business deployment on proven successful offerings. Emerging Asia Pacific markets were down by 6% quarter over quarter and down 12.5% year over year, mostly due to economic slowdown. We expect the growing regions such as Middle East and Northeast Asia will pick up the slack and provide the growth momentum in the second half of 2013. Please move on to page 8, which showed our 2013 first quarter revenue breakdown by product category. Switch and wireless together contributed to 65% of total first quarter revenue, while broadband was at 15%, digital home at 12%, and others with 8%. During the first quarter in 2013, the lower sales in switch and wireless market reflected seasonality pattern in the retail market as compared to sequential quarter. With the new product rollout plan in 11 AC routers, travel mobile routers, gigaspeed, and smart switches, along with the gradually recovering economy, we believe the sales ramp up for the second 13 will be more back-end loaded. Digital camera and surveillance is the growth engine as we are expanding product lines and with hardware upgrades such as HD resolution, night view, two-way audio, motion detection, multiple storage options, etc. My D-Link cloud platform will continue to enhance cloud service features such as cloud DVR, multiple cameras management, customized event notification to ease the headache of network configuration and improve user experience and usefulness of my D-Link cloud services. Please turn to page 9 for 2013 second quarter guidance. For the second quarter outlook, the company expects to see revenue remain at about the same level as the first quarter. Sales are expected to start ramping up in the second half of the year, corresponding to our back-end loaded product rollout. Operating margin is expected to remain flat and gradually improve along with shipments of IP cameras and 11AC routers. This completes my presentation for today, and thank you for your attention. Should you have any further questions, please feel free to contact D-Link's Investor Relations.